USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More severe weather is expected in the central United States today. Six people died Saturday when an EF3 tornado destroyed over a dozen homes in southern Iowa. Today, the severe weather will hit Arkansas and parts of Oklahoma and Texas. The pain at the pump continues. Gas prices across the United States are now averaging $4.01 a gallon. AAA saying the national average for a gallon of regular rose to $3.92 on Saturday, up from $3.84 on Friday. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells MSNBC, you're also going to start seeing the prices of everyday items rise as well.
Anything that touches a truck, commerce, deliveries, groceries, lumber, going to the store, anything that is being shipped via semi-truck is eventually going to get hit.
USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The president of Ukraine is continuing to ask NATO for more military drones, planes, and lethal weaponry. But many on Capitol Hill point out that Ukrainian pilots only know how to fly Soviet-style aircrafts, so the United States shouldn't be supplying all the planes, but rather countries like Poland or Romania. California Democratic Representative John Garamendi shares with Fox News how the United States would have to resupply those countries.
That's probably going to take an appropriation by the Congress of the United States so that those countries will be able to purchase or get those planes from the United States or quite possibly from other European countries.
Reps from Major League Baseball and the Players Union are set to meet again today for contract negotiations. The MLB Network says no players will be present, only top negotiators from both sides during the session. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
An Amtrak engineer is acquitted in a 2015 train derailment.
A former Amtrak engineer who was operating a train when it derailed, killing 8 people and injuring more than 200 others, was found not guilty of various charges after the jury deliberated for fewer than 90 minutes. Brandon Bostian, 38, was the only engineer operating the Amtrak train, which was heading to New York City in May of 2015. He accelerated into a curve at Frankfort Junction and reached speeds of up to 106 miles per hour before the train derailed. Amtrak settled a lawsuit related to the crash for $265 million in 2016.
Wendy King reporting from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau. Russian authorities have arrested star WNBA player Brittany Griner after finding cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee criticizes Russia for the move.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, their neighboring country that is not bothered and has no right to hold Ms. Griner.
If Russian officials rule Griner guilty of transporting drugs, she could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison. The NASCAR series continues their West Coast swing in Las Vegas today with the Pennzoil 400. Green flag drops at just after 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.